Hello, patrons. It's lovely to be in your ears again. Maybe you're watching this as well. Thank you so much for your support. We've got Cambo here still with us. How are you, Cambo?
I'm very good and excited for a bit of bonus patch.
A little bit of bonus, boy.
This is the good quality stuff. Yeah, this is for a paying audience. Behind the paper. So you better bring the goods.
These are the real fans.
Now, something I wanted to talk about, Christian, involves you.
Mm.
So a group of my friends went out for a friend's birthday on Saturday night. They went drinking at a cocktail bar, did a bit of karaoke. I was there for a bit. I was a bit exhausted. I'd work the next day. I'd been working all day, been working all week as well. Bit exhausted. Went for the first bit, didn't sort of carry on after that. So they went to some drinks, went to some karaoke. And then as sometimes happens in our share house, kick-ons come back. Sure. So maybe they came back 12:30, Christian. What do you think it was?
I think it was around 1:30.
About 1:30. Came back with a loud slam of the door.
Yeah, okay.
With a bit of chatting, all that kind of stuff. The back part of the house is relatively soundproof, but there are things that occur. Now, Christian, did you have any consideration for the other people that were asleep? Me, my girlfriend, and our other housemate. Did you have any consideration for them when you got there?
So, when I arrived, so... I asked your housemate, Georgia, whether there was anyone else home and...
Very courteous.
Yeah, and she said, no, I don't think Sweeney's in, or if he is, he won't hear anything. He's so young, he sleeps through everything. And so I said, cool, don't have to think about anything now.
There you go.
But also, I treated it like many, many kick-ons I've had with you.
Yeah. No, it was just, it was interesting because I like the idea that people can come back and have a good time at the house.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not against that, but it did seem like it felt like you guys were in an empty house.
Mm.
What are you, have you been for kick-ons at people's places, Cambo, when there's been other people around?
This will paint a picture of how exciting I am. I'm normally the Josh in this story.
Sure.
Where the kick-ons are interrupting my sleep.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not sure 1:30 in the morning exists. I've never... I'm not a late guy. I'm an early guy.
I'm normally the early guy, and he's the late guy.
Normally.
So look at him now.
Yeah,
oh, the injustice.
No, okay. Because the broad stroke is there. I'm not like you guys can't come back. But what it is, it's slamming of the front door.
Yeah.
It's slamming of the toilet seat, just letting it go.
Mm.
That is the slamming open of our concertina door and the toilet. It's just these loud moments. The murmur and the hum, you can get you can get away from that. But when it's these loud, sharp, big boys.
Okay. This one's for you, Cambo, as the early boy.
Yeah.
Okay. What are you doing in that position? There's a lot of loud noise around you that you could probably influence with a quick message. Mm-hmm. Hey, bit too loud.
Here we go.
What's your approach?
I'm fine to say keep it down. I'm a keep it down guy.
Okay.
In fact, we had a situation with our next door neighbors. We don't know what's going on there because there's like new people in there every few months. So we think it's like short-term accommodation. But there was this one guy that seemingly would get really drunk, play really loud music, and then pass out.
Great.
And
With the music still on.
Oh, hell.
And I tried to do the old go over and go, hey, buddy, can you turn it down? But you can't wake him up. I was at his bedroom window, like knocking on the door.
Shit.
He was like passed out on his bed.
Oh, so you could see in.
I could see him passed out.
Wow.
I could see the speaker with the RGB lights going, but I couldn't actually just tell him to turn it down. And then that was one where I'm like, this is my one move.
Mm.
My one move is I'm okay.
You did really far. You were at the window.
Yeah. Like, and then I was like, he got me.
Can I?
He got me.
Can I play this out?
Sure.
So I'm the guy and I'm drunk, but I'm awake.
Yeah.
Okay. So you've knocked on the door.
Yeah.
Hey.
Sorry, I didn't expect a slurp. I like the attention.
I did
to
say
detail.
I was drunk.
Yeah.
My name's Mr. Ixels.
Big, first of all, big fat.
Yeah, sure.
Dude, I'm trying to sleep. Can you please turn it down?
I didn't think it was pretty loud. It's not that loud.
Sorry, this is how into the weeds I got about this. We looked up because we're like
the EPA guidelines.
This has to be.
Sounds like you're doing a podcast or something, mate. It's just you and me here.
Mr. Exhaust, please. I will be with you in a moment. We were like, it feels like it's illegal, right? To just play really loud music. And it turns out it is. Residential area, 10 p.m. cutoff.
10 p.m.
Anything that bleeds over to a next house, too loud.
Did you get a decibel reading?
No, I didn't, but I'm sure there's an app for that.
Always is. Yeah, wow. Okay, so I'm so...
I had that in the back pocket ready to be like, it's past 10 p.m. It was very past 10 p.m. It was about 2 a.m. You need to turn it off, Mr. Exhaust.
Like, we used to have some younger kids on our corner, and they, like, I think that the worst one of it was like a Sunday night, and it was, again, the music didn't bother, the inside chatter. It was those sitting out the back laughing loudly, intermittently, that keeps waking you up. And I went around, I think it was like 1 o'clock or something. I was like, hey guys, it's Sunday. If you can just go inside, like, I don't care. Like, if you go inside, you will fix the problem.
Mm. Oh, sorry, sorry, sorry.
And then 3 minutes later, it's exactly the same. I was like, I get it when you're drunk and it's like, you're not thinking fully
straight.
You've
been those people before.
No, but I feel I'm aware of it.
Yeah, okay. So this is where I jump in, right? You've been that person before, irrespective of being aware of it. You also experienced it from those neighbors. Surely there's another way that you could control the audio outside. Have you ever thought about noise blocking earplugs or noise canceling headphones? No,
this is more fun. So...
Sure thing.
No, again, it was, I think that the thing that got me is it was just like, it's very simple to have a really good time and just chat with your mates, but also don't slam the doors. Like, it seems like a very easy thing. I agree. I was close to messaging. Yeah. Like, hey, just remind us people asleep here. But I was like, whatever. It's not the end of the world, you know? Cause
but,
I like,
but it is the end of the world.
No, well.
Cause you're raising it on a podcast.
I know. The thing is, cause I'm like, it didn't bother me that much. I was just like, that's just life and living. It's okay. Because I like the idea of that occurring in the house. That's fine. But it was just a thing of like, oh, it's so, I don't know. Yeah, you're right. Because I'm like, it's so easy to make this not a problem. Yes. Like, it's very simple little changes you guys would have had to make.
But it's like anytime you're in bed, the thought of doing any activity is paralyzing.
Oh,
right?
Sorry.
So you'll sit and fester for hours.
The funniest part of it, when you guys got back, so... I've got like Wi-Fi lights set up in the kitchen and the bedroom. When they got home, obviously try to change the color of the light. My bedroom light bang, came on. Like, I was like, what's going on?
Yeah, that's a biggie.
Yeah, Georgia really did say make the lights red.
But they just came on full brightness. I was like, oh my God, what's going on? But the follow-up that I was going to do, I was wondering, and I'd really interested to know what you think if this is an appropriate thing, Cambo. So I knew, I can't remember who exactly was there, but I knew all the people. I was thinking about sending a message to the group and she's like, hey guys, just for next time there's kick-ons, just be considerate of these things. Do you think that's a good move or is that a bit too far? Because it is an isolated incident.
God, you need to word that right. It can work, I think. But good God, it's a tightrope walk.
Well, because the other thing, I don't want people to feel then... They can't do that ever
what,
again.
What you need to do, you need to do it in person. You need to turn your chair around backwards, hat around backwards and go, guys, we all love kick-ons. I know. But let's talk about responsibility.
And respect.
And you're doing that outside the window, just tapping on it.
Guys, can I talk to you about respect?
So I think the solution for you, Christian, is like, in the moment, just fix it in the moment.
Yeah. Well, I think that your message is teeming with resentment.
But the thing is, I don't want to.
Hey, for next time, let's consider this, shall we?
But more so in the moment, I'm like, I want them to have a good time.
Yeah.
I want them to enjoy the kick-ons. I don't want them to be thinking too much. Like, oh God, we can't do anything.
I feel like the solution could have been a text message that just said, hey, bud, do you mind keeping it down a little?
That's it.
But.
That's it.
I needed to be specific.
Bud. Hey, bud's nice. I would,
and they take a photo of me with the hat backwards. Yeah. Well,
I'm cool. send the message next time, Josh.
Okay.
But you have to. I think it's incumbent on you to pick the most responsible person that you know might be at the kick-ons to say, hey, just a heads up, it's kind of loud.
There's nothing more satisfying than when you send that message and then you hear someone go, hey, shh.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, the ripple effect.
To be fair, my housemate was very apologetic in the morning. She understood she'd done wrong. I gave her quite a tut. It's very satisfying in the morning.
Did you?
First tut, I tut it away. It's great, felt real good.
Thank you very much, Cambo, for joining us for both the main patch and this bonus patch.
It's been
so nice to have you here. And for the Patreons, please Cancelled Movie Report. Read it on Reddit. You can hear it on every single podcast app. Is there any distinction anymore? It's just on everything, right?
People get it. I'm like, no, people find their podcasts.
Yeah, I don't know why, but Cancelled Movie Report is way bigger on Spotify. For the life of me, I don't know why.
Mm. Cool people. Cool people on Spotify.
Yeah. The algorithm.
I'm not knocking it. Yeah.
But thank you very much, Josh. Thank you. Thank you. And Christian, to the patrons.
Thank you so much. Thanks, guys. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.